hey, old business ranch house improvement status. Actually, last month I did have a copy of the preliminary plans that Josh had created for us, and just because of different directions we're moving and knowing then that Kenda and the kids were in fact planning to go for the school year, and so that the housing issue wasn't as time sensitive as it had been before, that just kind of got pushed aside. What do we want to do? Dirk's suggestion has been that we do need to finish up with Josh and at least have a completed copy so he's not hanging out there wondering what we're doing, and he can finalize that. Then we can determine through membership support whether we're going to get cranked up in June, July, August of next year. Any suggestions, any comments? Alan Steed has a trailer, so.
A member came by the other day and said, why don't you just move into the garden cabin to my wife? Well, we did that.
Okay. I told her I wouldn't make her camp another winter at Deer Springs with me.
Okay, so I brought these drawings. I can tell you what they are. We can make some decisions, but I think we should get the drawings finished. We've already committed to the architect. He's going to be filming us for nothing if we don't make something out of it.
Yep.
So I think we should finish them and have them ready so permits can be obtained when we think we've got a budget.
Hey, do we want to take a minute or two to look at them, or do we want
to
communicate that?
I think we either do that or we, right after this meeting, do it with those that are interested in looking at that.
I think that's a good idea. I'll do it afterwards.
The drawings? I think so. Yeah, he's just kind of...
Now, is this... Have we come up with the total budget of what we think this is going to cost?
No, and we won't until the design and the plan is finished.
Because what we need to do is, if we're going to put a proposal for this on the ballot, we need to set an amount and have that votable on before the annual meeting. So that
you've got a date for your annual meeting.
Now,
29th of September.
Right, and that's like I put in a proposal for a separate lodge. It has to be voted on. We have to put in an amount, so let's set an amount and do it.
People
want to do it, let's do it.
No.
Well, I think the budget for this edition is probably going to be around $90,000, would be my guess.
Why don't we put that in as a proposal at $90,000?
Yeah. And people may vote on it or
for this?
Not. Yeah.
Do you want it on here?
Yeah. Just like the proposal I put in.
Yeah.
Put those proposals in there and people vote on them if they want.
Dustin, the proposal you put in...
It's not that.
Okay.
His is the meeting house, pavilion, kitchen... membership, gathering area, family reunion center, separate building.
And I'm gathering that's mostly not got any housing associated.
That's right. It's going to be...
a pavilion.
Yeah, it's going to be a building, not insulated, with bathrooms, kitchen,
the
dining hall area.
The perfect design plan for what he's thinking is the...
Heber City thing.
That had the commercial kitchen on one end, and we'd do a little office on the other. It's actually open. It'd be simple to put screens or close it in later, but it's open. But it's a huge, they're nice places.
Yeah, you have an office for the manager, so we can store records, put all those things in, and set up that so that when people come in, they can come in and meet you there instead of coming to your house. You know, all those things.
Okay, you need to go,
but people got
to
vote for it. If that's what they want to do,
I wouldn't call that a lodge then. No, I just call it a pavilion.
I'm
going to
call it a pavilion.
Because I think lodge.
Well, I would say in the design, I would suggest that it would be enclosed. No, so you can use it year round.
He's submitting this. This is separate from the house.
Separate.
Right.
We better fight one fire at a time.
That's
what I think, too.
Well, let
the voters vote on it.
Well,
on it
can be any 1 year, 3 year, 5 year.
Well,
right.
And that's how I put it.
The problem is, unless we present it, be voted on in some kind of an orderly way, it'll be just like we had when we had, here's two revisions of the bylaws. Vote on which one you want. Or vote on both of them or whatever. I think we need to try to say, as an outgoing board, here's what we think the priorities are. And here's a financial way that to achieve these priorities, A, B, or C. Which one do you like, A, B, or C, or none of the above? Something like that.
And that's what I put in that, I don't know if you read it, but.
Yeah, I saw your ideas for the lot.
And it would be a separate thing. We would do a separate vote to say how we would fund it.
Right.
And people would put in how they would want to fund it. And that way the question of all that stuff where people would say, well, it's all entirely to the board. It's not. It's going to be up to the membership, and they decide where,
yeah,
where the
payment goes. I'm concerned that we're going to dilute it out for all of a sudden now the ranch house doesn't have the importance that it really does. All of a sudden we've said, well, we got $100,000 for this, and then we're asking for another $100,000 for that. We're going to end up blowing both of them away, I think.
Maybe we find out what people really want, and maybe they'll say they don't want this and they don't want that. I don't know. Well, we've already allocated $30,000 for it.
You're gonna have the house. Have a house at some point if you ever.
Yeah, it needs to happen.
Either that or devolve. You know,
no, I agree.
I
agree with Lynette.
Because the house there has no insulation in it. You can't. You could just go from cabin.
But then we still need a vote to allocate the money.
Gotta have a house.
I agree with that.
So, okay, before Ole sneaks out. We have scheduled the annual meeting on the 29th of September. It has been in the letter for call for candidates. We put on there that we were going to have it at the city library here in town. Since then, I've had almost every member I've talked to and most board members say they'd prefer it at the ranch.
That's fine. Yeah. Okay.
So with the weather, it's been every afternoon.
But we've been lucky all the last
couple, 3 years.
Isn't that
the nature of owning out there, though?
And that's why I wanted
that
lodge, is so we can have a place that's covered. That's why I would prefer people don't have any association or ownership or anything with Kanab City Library or even here, for that matter. Our ownership is at the ranch, whether we have a pavilion to get under or don't have it. If we're there and it rains on us, maybe
should we set up or rent something that we, knowing what the weather's been like every afternoon for the last.
My sins will be over by then.
Yeah.
Hey, Larry?
Yes, sir.
Have you ever had an annual meeting be disrupted by weather?
Minimal wind.
Okay.
But that's not so bad.
But I think we can deal with it, and I think.
Have it at the ranch.
And we're 2 weeks later this year, so we'll be even further past the end of it.
Yeah. Well, what I would like to propose is that we move the meeting to the ranch. And that we actually, what time did
Where
we have on there?
We had 9.
We didn't set it on the front lawn of the ranch
where
house.
The picnic tables are?
Yes.
It's
That's where we had it last year.
I can move that big 30-foot tent that I have up there down there. It'll house a lot of people.
In case it's
dinner event.
In case you have to.
Yeah.
We could have it up there in the
Well, we've got a little while to announce where it's going to be, but at the ranch. I would also like to say board meetings and the function of the ranch always just gets lost at annual meeting time because we're focused on the annual meeting.
Yeah.
We still need to have a
board
meeting first. So I would like to schedule a board meeting for our business and whatever we're doing, whether that's at 9 o'clock Saturday morning. And then have the annual meeting begin. I don't know what we even proposed on that other thing.
It's at 9. This is just
board meeting. Why don't we say board meeting at 9 a.m. and then the
annual meeting beginning at 11?
You'd have to have it after lunch.
Well, if people are starving.
Board meeting goes till 12, and then your annual goes at 1. I don't know. Reconvene after lunch.
I was going to ask about lunch after you got done.
We've done both.
Do the board meeting first and then have the dinner.
Yeah, so we'll have the board meeting at, let's say, 12 and then have a dinner at 4.
That would.
Where'd the annual meeting go?
Hey, if you keep them hungry, it'll be short.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to think.
So, annual meeting at never short.
Board meeting
at 9, annual meeting at 12, dinner at 4.
Not happening.
our dinner at 3.
I think that's a good idea, having your board meeting.
Yeah, I agree.
Because in the past, we have had very little help to set up for the annual meeting.
Yeah.
And only appreciate all the board members that are there. It'll be time to help finalize all your setup for the annual meeting.
Okay. Board meeting at 9.
Yeah.
Annual meeting at noon.
Right.
And everybody's on their own for lunch, but we'll have a little picnic dinner.
Well,
they'll
eat before.
Meeting,
yeah.
Eat
at 1,
then, shouldn't
they? No, I just think have them eat before they go to the...
Or 1. That's fine.
You want us to provide a dinner.
What time is it now?
We usually do hamburgers and stuff like that.
Right now is...
Would you want that to be a lunch or a dinner?
9 o'clock is more practical.
Okay. Board meeting at 9.
Board meeting at 9.
Annual meeting at 1.
Okay.
And what time?
And members' party dinner at...
What did we say? After
5.
After board?
Okay.
But when will the dinner be served? Because that's important to me.
After annual
meeting. I would say...
4 or 5.
5 o'clock.
Do you want me to get entertainment for that?
What would you
sure.
do? What's our
Wait a minute. The whole meeting is entertainment.
There's wow. enough entertainment. Okay, I could bring a band in if you wanted.
Hey, why not?
Tell me about the food. How does this work if we're doing a dinner at 5?
Let's talk about this.
We can email
right.
this back and
let's
forth.
Let's handle that.
Email that process. That's
well,
a
the only reason I'm asking now is because I got to make this up tonight so it can go out in the mail on Monday.
But, I mean, you don't have to mention it. Just say
dip. Potluck salads and desserts.
Potluck.
And the ranch usually provides
meat and potatoes.
That's what I want to know.
Okay, yeah.
So Dutch oven potatoes.
So same as last time, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Side dish.
We weren't going to do a fundraiser auction or anything like that.
Does the ranch want to buy lunch for the board and I'll bring it?
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
Is that a vote?
The motion was made and it was...
That's petty cash, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I will
yeah.
provide lunch for the board after our board meeting. The ranch will pay for the
yeah, sure.
supplies.
Okay. Okay, what else?
That was what I wanted to hit right there so he could sneak out.
I'll
Anybody else have any...
I'll have signs and decals at the annual meeting.
I'll
write that down.
Money, of course.
Right. That way we can pass them out.
That'd be great.
We don't have Brent here for fire.
Equipment, anything, any of those guys do, trucks.
Do you have any information only about Brent today?
Brent who?
Brent Fulmer was planning to come.
Yeah, he told me he's coming. I expected to see him here.
Well, you know it's his birthday, right?
It is today. Oh, gee, I didn't know. I'm still mad at him for the truck he bought.
That's why he didn't come.
Yeah.
Lot number sign.
You guys hurt his feelings.
We have them.
Okay.
They need to be put out.
Yes,
we have them.
Shop. We have tons of, we have road signs, lot signs, everything.
That'd be a good thing to put
In
out.
Fact,
we don't have any
member,
posts to put them on.
If any member wants the lot number signed for their lot and comes to me, I'll give it to them and supply them with a post. If they want a post, I'll cut a post and supply it to them. Can we do that?
Yep.
And maybe we should pass out signs at the annual meeting since
yeah,
we're
like, that'd
be great to do,
there.
But then I won't provide a post.
Yeah.
Well, maybe let's get working on posts.
We don't want to just give it to them and then it disappears.
Yes,
we'll
no,
give
we'll
it, sign out sheet. We'll give
absolutely.
It to them and we'll give them a waiver on the
on
annual assessment increase next year. They can pay whatever it is now versus whatever it's going to be if they get it put up. If their sign's not up, double the...
Okay, what else?
Double.
Okay, last year's voting ballots, did you ever get that?
Nope.
Okay. I'll tell Val.